Other popular artists like Bruce Springsteen and the Dixie Chicks are performing in key swing states on behalf of America Coming Together, or ACT, which calls itself the largest ever voter contact program. Phil Walczak is with ACT in Wisconsin. He says the concert series is generating a lot of interest among 18 to 25-year-olds who haven't voted in large numbers since Bill Clinton was first elected.
We have not seen the majority of that group vote since the 92 election, so we're definitely trying to find new ways to connect with the younger voters.
Those trying to mobilize young voters for President Bush say Vote for Change underestimates college students and what they hold important. Nicole Markline chairs the College Republicans at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. She says there is no such concert series in the works on behalf of the GOP, though she admits that wouldn't be a bad idea.
Sure, I mean, if there's going to be, you know, some band or some singer that I really like that's going to have a concert that's going to benefit them, absolutely it's going to draw, you know, people my age, and that's great. But I think it kind of mistakenly assumes that that's what you need to do to get, you know, the 18 to 24 demographic.
Markline says College Republicans prefers to raise money and support the old-fashioned way, through phone banks, handing out brochures, and canvassing. Those are the kinds of efforts Vote for Change will help fund on behalf of Kerry. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.